Hey there guys, it's Dr. George here from thehealthybear.com, and today I've got a interesting interview with a good mate of mine, Grant, on the phone, and I thought it was important that we had a little bit of a chat about finding a personal trainer. I understand that there's a lot of variety out there in the personal training world, and I thought it's probably a good idea to talk about some really good strategies when it comes to finding somebody that's good for your health. So Grant, how are you, mate?
I'm very well, George, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. So, Grant, I understand that you actually have a personal trainer at the moment.
I do.
Excellent. How did you go about finding this personal trainer?
This is not my first personal trainer, so I shopped around. I did some homework. The training studio that I went to specializes in remedial personal training and will work with you and work with the type of body you have and the limitations or any injuries that you've got and make those better. Sometimes you get personal trainers who are, it's fine if you've got no injuries, but, I'm in the 40s and my body's not, a 20-year-old, so I need to take care of it. And I wanted to make sure that I went to people who know what they were doing.
Absolutely. I suppose maybe we should take it back just one little step and say, what motivated you to get a personal trainer?
Well, I'm a bit on the stocky side, and life gets in the way of exercise sometimes, and I find that with a personal trainer, I'm actually forced to do exercise. So not only am I forced to sort of do the hours work with the trainer, but if I'm going to spend money getting a personal trainer to help me, then I'll be more motivated to go and do homework on my own.
So it's a bit of an accountability buddy. You've got somebody
Yeah.
that you have to be able to say, look, this is how it went for me and things
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
right. That's right. And when I see this trainer every week, there's nowhere to hide. Like, he knows if you've done your homework, and he knows if you're actually putting in the effort. So, it's an accountability measure, and I find it works for me.
Okay. So what things should people look out for when they're going to find a personal trainer?
Make sure that they've got some experience. You don't. It depends what you're after. If you're just after someone who's going to push you and do a fair bit of fitness work with you, then a trainer just out of their Cert 3 or Cert 4 is fine. But if you've got underlying sort of issues with your body. I was a nurse for many years, so my back plays up and I just need to take care of that. So I wanted to make sure that the trainers that I got had lots of experience, were well educated in terms of anatomy and physiology, know what they're about in terms of rehabilitation and taking care of people's backs, making sure that, they hassle you about your technique. Technique's everything in this sort of stuff. And when you're lifting heavy weights, technique will save any injuries that you get. So, it's about, I'd gone away from these guys before, went to another trainer, didn't like him, came back to these guys because they are so experienced.
Okay, so I suppose one of the key elements of having a personal trainer is that when you're training by yourself, it's very easy to have bad technique
That's right.
and not even know about it, or have a different technique every single time you do a particular movement. So having the trainer there will actually reinforce good behavior.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. The other thing that I just, while we're at it, the other thing that I look for is someone who's gay friendly. Sometimes you get jocks who are testosterone filled and not very gay friendly. So I make sure that the people that I choose are okay with that.
Okay, and would that, does that, like, would part of the process of working that out, would you look for people that advertise in the gay press?
I haven't in the past. You could do that, but again, you'd need to make sure that they had sufficient experience and knowledge about anatomy and physiology to suit your needs.
Okay. What would you say would be a minimum of sort of experience or training that you would expect to get from a good quality personal trainer?
For me, I look for trainers with at least 3, 4 years or possibly 5 years experience. They've done at least a cert a four in physical movement and possibly something else. So, for example, the trainer that I go to at the moment has a PhD in neuroscience, so and has many, many years personal training experience. So he's pretty switched on when it comes to training and technique and what my body needs.
Absolutely. And I imagine that if you've got, especially lower back injuries and that, like doing the big three moves of squats and deadlifts and bench presses, like if you've got any injuries in your shoulders, your hips or your back, then these are minefields really, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Particularly if you're doing, I'm doing power cleans at the moment, so that uses all of those muscles. And if you've got an injury, having someone push you through those injuries is probably not going to do you much good for you.
So, on that sort of topic, there's got to be give and take between a personal trainer and also yourself who's getting the training. And I understand that, sure, that part of the role of the personal trainer is to help you get your optimal outcome. What recommendations would you have if you are feeling a bit pushed or a little bit getting close to the boundaries of what you think is good? At least for your body.
Yeah, look, be honest with your trainer. If they're a good personal trainer, they'll listen to you. They'll explain why they're pushing you, and give you some idea about what their plan is. I'm a person that doesn't like to sort of go into a session, training session, not knowing what I'm doing. If, ask questions. The best way to get a feel for the trainer that you've got is asking questions about why you're doing this particular exercise, what muscle group is it? Is it exercising? What benefit does it have to our overall goal? Because any good personal trainer will have a chat to you before you start with them and go and ask you what your goals are, what you hope to achieve, and whether that's realistic.
And so each month, do you have a sit down with your trainer and say, look, well, this is what I want to achieve in the next 4 weeks?
No. I mean, it's an ongoing conversation with my trainer. I've indicated what my goals are with him now, and we're working towards that. If they were to change, then we'd certainly have that conversation.
Okay, and are they quite good at being able to sort of tease out realistic versus non-realistic goals? So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, it depends on the sort of goals. If you're after weight reduction, then they'll put you on a very different program to something that increases your power and strength.
So it sounds like there's quite a lot to this. So if you were to boil it down to a little bit of a nutshell, what would the top three tips you would offer somebody who's looking to find a personal trainer?
Make sure they are experienced and have a good background in anatomy and physiology. Make sure that they are open to chatting with you constantly about what your goals are and what you're hoping to achieve, and not just your overall goals, but what you're doing for that session and that exercise even. Make sure that they're gay friendly, because people. An hour's a long time to spend with someone without sort of getting some sort of personal information out of people, and you don't want to be doing something which is relatively intimate sometimes with someone who isn't comfortable with that, and you with them.
Well, Grant, thank you very much for taking the time to share that information. I think that it's really, really important that if somebody's going to be putting their money out on the table, that they get the absolute best benefit from that. And it's great to hear that, you know, that there are people that are well trained, and it's not just about having somebody there chatting to you as you sit on a bike.
No, that's right.
So
absolutely.
As wonderful as it would be to be a Hollywood housewife, it does sound like there is a little bit of work involved.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything worth doing, there's a fair bit of work in, I find, George.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Grant, what I might do is I'll pop this interview up, and there may be one or two people who have questions. So if there's any chance you could check in every now and then and just share your thoughts, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Grant.
Have my pleasure.
A wonderful day, and I look forward to putting this up.
Fantastic. Thanks, George.
Thank you.
Bye.